the Old Testament, the Bible that Jesus read, begins with God's creation of the heavens and the earth, and ultimately the creation of mankind. He placed them in the garden so that he could fellowship with them in the cool of the day. Most of the Bible that Jesus read tells the story of God's relationship with Abraham and his descendants. In calling Abraham into a covenant relationship, God made a fresh revelation of himself and his will to mankind. For Abraham, it was a time of obedience and faith. The Bible tells us in Genesis, the 15th chapter, that Abraham believed in the Lord, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. This was also repeated in Romans, the 4th chapter, the 3rd verse. It tells us, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. As the descendants of Abraham eventually formed the nation of Israel, God began to reveal his moral will to them through Moses. From the law of Moses to the ministry of the prophets, God revealed his message to the world through Israel. The end and aim and the intent of the Bible that Jesus read was the coming of the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was a son of Abraham and a descendant of King David, yet born of the Virgin Mary. He was God incarnate, a fresh and flesh revelation of God to the world. Throughout the New Testament period, that revelation was propagated through the apostles and the New Testament writers. At the end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, human history comes full circle. God will bring the world back to the same righteousness that he started with in Genesis. There will be a new heaven, a new earth, created in the righteousness of the Garden of Eden. God's plan of salvation is to restore righteousness to this world that was first created in Genesis. Adam and Eve became the father of the entire human race. The development of mankind eventually formed a line of righteous people and a line of sinful people. Seth, the third son of Adam and Eve, became the father of a line of righteous people. And Cain, their firstborn, became the father of a line of unrighteous people. By Genesis, the 6th chapter, the wickedness of the world had become so pervasive that even the righteous descendants of Seth had been overcome by the wickedness of the world. Only Noah and his family was righteous enough to avoid the wrath of God. God entered into judgment with mankind and destroyed them all, with the exceptions of Noah and his family. In the Genesis flood, God judged wickedness. The descendants of Adam and Eve were wicked, and they died. Just as Paul said to the Romans in chapter 6, the wages of sin is death. But just as God is not willing for the righteous to perish with the wicked, he made a way of escape for Noah and his family. God not only judged wickedness, he preserved righteousness. Noah and his family was once again given the commandment, just as Adam and Eve, to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. Again, God began to multiply the human race. After the flood, things were much like they were before. Noah and his wife had a righteous son, Shem, who preserved a line of righteous people. The other sons of Noah, however, seemed to have followed the ways of Cain, and wickedness again predominated, just as before the flood. As humankind increased, sin increased. They were multiplied and filled the earth. Sin multiplied. And again, sin became so prevalent and so widespread that even the righteous descendants of Shem began to be influenced by it. Because of this wickedness, God intervened in human history again, not with a flood or other forms of destruction, but with a new revelation of himself to Abraham. God called Abraham, a descendant of Shem. You can find this in Genesis chapter 11, verses 10 through 26. When he lived in Ur, the land of the Chaldeans, God asked Abraham to come out from among his countrymen, his kinsmen, and to travel to a land that he would show him, the land of Canaan. If you will read your Bible, you will find that the land of Canaan is where the offsprings of Ham, the evil son of Noah, wound up. There, God used Abraham to bring up a righteous people, a nation that would preserve the chronology of God in the earth. From Abraham, God brought forth the nation of Israel, a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, according to Exodus chapter 19. Israel was to represent God to the world and the world to God. This was clearly revealed as God spoke to Israel through the prophet Isaiah. Listen to what it says in chapter 42. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles. God had appointed Israel to be a light, a guide to the Gentiles, to the nations around them. God intended to work through Israel to bring all the nations of the earth to himself. Unfortunately, this did not happen.